The men of Westeros are ever rushing, eh? Complains Salador San. What good is this, I ask you? He who hurries through life hurries to his grave. He belched. The Lord of Castlerock has sent his dwarf to see to King's Landing. Perhaps he hopes that his ugly face will frighten off attackers, eh? Or that we will laugh ourselves dead when the imp capers on the battlements. Who can say, eh? The dwarf has chased off the lout who ruled the gold cloaks and put in his place a knight with an iron hand.
He plucked a grape and squeezed it between thumb and forefinger until the skin burst. Juice ran down between his fingers. A serving girl pushed her way through, swatting at the hands that groped her as she passed. Davos ordered a tankard of ale, turned back to Sarn, and said,
"Oh, well, is the city defended?"
The other shrugged.
"The walls are high and strong, but who will man them? They are building scorpions and spitfires. Oh, yes, but the men in the gold cloaks are too few and too green, and there are no others. A swift strike, like a hawk plummeting at a hare, and the great city will be ours. Grant us wind to fill our sails, and your king could sit upon his iron throne by evenfall on the morrow."